Do you like stories? Come on down, children. Come on, children. I have a story for you. Here's a whole couple of rows of children. Okay. Over here. Come on. You're missing it. I have a Christmas story for you. Are you ready? Come on up. Mom and Dad can come up or sit in the front row after a while. Come on. Uh-oh, shy. Ready? This is called On This Special Night by Claire Friedman and Simon Mendez. On This Special Night. Are you ready? It was a silent winter's night. Little Kitten was snuggled up in the old wooden barn. Outside, frosty trees glistened in the shadowy twilight. High above, the heavens sparkled, watching, waiting. Cuddle up closer, Mother Cat said. Try and go to sleep. But the stars are so bright tonight, cried Little Kitten. One star was bigger than the rest, blazing with a brilliant light. It seemed to fill the heavens. That must be a special star, Mother Cat whispered. Just at that moment, a gentle crackle of leaves broke through the stillness of the night.
Could I trouble you for some water? Asked the donkey, nudging open the door. I've been traveling all day, and I'm thirsty.
Of course, said Mother Cat kindly, and you are welcome to stay in the barn with us tonight.
Donkey smiled. Thank you, he said, but I am on a very special journey.
And he trundled out into the soft silver moonlight. Little Kitten watched, wondering. Just then, Little Kitten heard a gentle baa, baa. I've walked such a long way, bleated Lamb, and I'm oh so tired. Could I rest for a while in your soft hay?
Why, of course, said Mother Cat.
So Lamb curled up with his new friends, cozy, calm, and peaceful. High outside in the sky, the biggest, brightest star blazed on, watching, waiting. Do you know why that star is so bright tonight? Little Kitten asked Lamb.
Oh, yes, whispered Lamb. I can tell you a story about that star.
But before the Lamb could begin, there came a scritch, scratch, scritch, scratch, and three tiny mice peered through a crack in the wall. May we snuggle up with you? They said, shivering. We've been walking forever, and our paws are frozen.
It's time I carried on my journey, Lamb said softly, and silently tiptoed away.
The mice nestled down out of the bitter cold, sharing the shelter of the snug, cozy bed.
Where are you traveling to? Little Kitten asked. Are you following the star?
But before they could answer, there came a moo, moo, and Calf peeped his head inside the battered door.
Another visitor. Do you have any food to spare? Calf asked. I haven't had time to eat this evening.
There is plenty of fresh hay, and Calf chewed hungrily.
Thank you, he mumbled. I can't stay long. I must be on my way.
The mice stretched and yawned.
We must hurry too, they said.
But where are you all going? Little Kitten cried. Calf smiled, his big brown eyes shining. Tonight is a very special night, he said. Something amazing is going to happen. Come with us, You'll see, squeaked the mice. Oh, can we? Little kitten shivered with excitement. We'll climb to the top of the barn roof, said Mother Cat, to see what we can see. High on the roof, the air was crisp and clear and cold. Little kittens gazed in wonder at the sparkling, starlit night. It felt as if the whole world was holding its breath, watching, waiting. Look, Mama, little kitten cried. There, silhouetted against the dark sky, walked three magnificent camels. This is a very special night, little kitten, Mother Cat said. Shadows softened in the still night air as Mother Cat and Little Kitten followed their friends to the bottom of the hill. There stood a simple stable, aglow in the light of the shining star. Tenderly, Mother Cat helped Little Kitten squeeze inside the stable. His heart burst with happiness at what he saw, a baby. He was sleeping soundly in the sweet, soft hay. This was a very special baby, Jesus. The animals watched quietly as, above them all, the bright, bright star blazed in the night, shining with peace and joy and love. Thank you, children. You can go back to your families. One star was bigger than the rest, blazing with a brilliant light. It seemed to fill the heavens. St. John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In this life was the light of the human race. Yes, foretold thousands of years ago, before time began, was the Word, God the Father, Son, and Spirit. But God the Father wanted the race of humans, and he wanted us saved. So he sent his Son to be that light that would shine in the darkness. Outside, high in the sky, the biggest, brightest star blazed on, watching, waiting. From the first reading, Isaiah, all the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. Will, in the future. Isaiah wrote 1,000 years before Christ, and he proclaimed that Jesus would come, the salvation of our God. Indeed, he came on a cold winter night in Bethlehem. It felt as if the whole world were holding its breath, watching, waiting. Who is doing that watching? We hear in John's Gospel, a man named John the Baptist, came for testimony, to testify to the light. This light that shines so brightly in our lives was coming into the world, and John was preparing the way. There stood a simple stable, aglow in the light of the shining star. From St. John's Gospel, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, humbly, in a cold winter night in a stable, with a manger for a bed. A simple stable. He became flesh and walked among us, Jesus Christ. Little Kitten's heart burst with happiness at what he saw, a baby. The true light which enlightens everyone is coming into the world, St. John wrote. This little baby enlightens us in our terrible darkness of pain, of disease, of suffering, of violence. This little baby shines forth so brightly to everyone, to everyone. The bright, bright star blazed in the night, shining with peace and joy and love. St. John wrote, "To those who did accept him, he gave the power to become children of God." Children of God, this is what gives us peace. This is what gives us joy. This is what gives us love, that we are children of God, made in the image of likeness of this little baby boy. Let us embrace the Word, the Light, the Savior, the infant Christ child. Let us imitate his humility, becoming flesh in a simple stable, born to a virgin, with a carpenter for a foster dad. Let us be children of God, with grace from baby Jesus, and be full of joy and happiness. Let us be witnesses to this light and proclaim the boy Prince of Peace to our families, parish, community, and the world. Little Jesus loves you each so much. A joyous Christmas to you all.